New York State is stepping in to help thousands of Salvadorans facing deportation following a decision by the Trump administration. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday said some 16,000 people from El Salvador will be forced to return to that country after U.S. Homeland Security officials announced the end of a policy that had granted them temporary residency after a devastating 2001 earthquake. Now, those Salvadorans have until September 9, 2019, to leave the country or face deportation. Cuomo says employees at two state agencies that work with immigrants will begin an outreach and assistance campaign to ensure the Salvadorans understand their options and legal rights. Cuomo says the decision to deport families who fled disaster to rebuild their lives in America is disgraceful and unjust. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.